Hello, welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Night Cities Challenge. It's a chance for 26 Night Foundation communities across the country, including Detroit, to answer this question. What's your best idea to make cities more successful? At stake is a share of $5 million in grants.
The things that drive city success are economic opportunity, talent, and civic engagement. So we're really looking for those ideas that are somehow advancing those three criteria for a successful city.
That's Katie Locker. She's the Knight Foundation Program Director for Detroit. She says the Knight Cities Challenge is open to anyone as long as you've got an idea that benefits Detroit.
And we make it really easy to apply. You only have to answer three questions, and each answer can only be 100 words long. So you have 300 words to answer these questions, and that's it for submitting and testing your idea.
Applications will be accepted through November 3rd at nightcities.org. Let's take a closer look now at one of those winning ideas. It's called Pedal to Porch. It uses biking to connect neighbors through community conversations on porches. The idea? To break through some of the barriers that we have about talking to each other in our own neighborhoods. Cornetta Lane is founder of Pedal to Porch. She and her team won a $30,000 Night Cities Challenge grant this year. Tell us, how does Pedal to Porch work?
Pedal to Porch is a neighborhood bike ride that includes stops along a route where residents of the neighborhood use their front porch as a stage to tell their story. So we have about 50 people that show up to a neighborhood hub, and we leave there, and we go to the first house. The storyteller gets 5 minutes to share their story, and then we're off to the next house. And we usually have about five people to share their stories.
What kind of stories do you hear?
Usually they are stories about the neighborhood history, or stories about their fondest memories living on the block, or their stories about, you know, even social justice. So they range the gamut.
How many neighborhoods have you been able to get Pedal to Porch launched in?
So far, we've hosted Pedal to Porch in a total of three neighborhoods. The first neighborhood was in my neighborhood, which is called Core City. And the whole purpose was to preserve the historical identity of Core City because it was in danger of being rebranded. And then the second one was in Southwest Detroit, and it was lifting up the activists that are and artists that are in that neighborhood just to showcase the beautiful diversity that is in Southwest Detroit. And then the last one was over on the east side along the Mac and Alter corridor that border Grosse Pointe. And that whole purpose there was to kind of create a dialogue between Detroit and Grosse Pointe.
Why was it you thought the Night Cities grant was a good fit for Pedal to Porch?
Well, their main mission was around civic engagement. And that's exactly what Pedal to Porch is. It is engaging neighbors in a conversation that they may not have otherwise. There's been a lot of studies that show that folks don't know their neighbors anymore. They don't know their names. They don't know their stories. And so the best way to kind of do that is to kind of host a bike ride through the neighborhood, introducing neighbors to each other.
So that $30,000 Night Cities Challenge grant you won, what have you been able to do with that grant money?
Yes, so much. Not only is it the money that has allowed me to host in the different neighborhoods, but it's also the network. So, and I come into a room and I say, you know, this is Pedal to Porch and I'm supported by the Knight Foundation, I kind of get some respect in the room.
Some good street cred, right?
yeah. It gives us a little bit more access and a little bit more validation. And so not only has, you know, the Knight Foundation grant allowed us to do Pedal to Porch over the summer, but we have enough funds to do it a second summer. And then we're also expanding to different cities. So last week, we were in D.C. To meet with some community members there who are interested in bringing Pedal to Porch to D.C. There's also an ask to come to Boston. So we're looking to bring Pedal to Porch to cities around the U.S.
Pedal to Porch is presenting a docu-series, Peddler. It's a story about neighborhoods in Detroit from the voices of its residents. And a community conversation will follow the premiere. And it'll be Thursday, October 27th at 6 p.m. at 1725 Lawndale Street in Detroit. So docu-series, that series implies there might be more?
Yes. So after the Pedal to Porch experience, because we cap the bike ride at 50 people, we want to be able to continue that conversation and to kind of bring those stories out to a larger group of people. So we filmed each of the bike rides, and now we're hosting a premiere. So the first premiere will be over in Southwest, and then the second film will be shown over on the east side.
And again, that's Thursday, October 27th, 6 p.m., and the address is 1725 Lawndale Street in Detroit. Cornetta Lane, the founder of Pedal to Porch. What a great idea, Cornetta.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.